Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see similar conditions, while Haifa enjoys mild temperatures. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the third night in a row. President Trump is considering targeting the PKK's nuclear site. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Trump has sent Congress a formal notice. He states that the conflict with Iran has resumed due to violations of a memorandum of understanding. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights Trump's dramatic threat against Iran's nuclear site at Mount of Magic. He signaled a possible strike soon. Separately, The Forward reports that the president of PEN America has resigned. This follows a report on threats to Jewish authors. And finally, JTA details that Dina Mengestu criticized PEN America for not defending Israel's critics. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a political commentator, posted earlier today questioning the identity of an apartheid state. He criticizes the occupation of neighboring territories. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, shared that Bahrain's Ministry of Interior has sounded an alert, urging calm. Raylan Givens, a security analyst, mentioned an incident involving U.S. military efforts in the Strait of Hormuz. He noted tankers were misled and endangered by taking a mined route. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports this is the third consecutive night of action. President Trump considers the PKK's nuclear facility a target, calling it a possible target for a nice big fat shot. This escalation comes as Iran's Revolutionary Guards admit to an attack, heightening tensions further. The implications could be significant, potentially affecting regional stability and international diplomacy. Turning to the renewed conflict notice sent to Congress, as the Jerusalem Post outlines, President Trump claims Iran violated agreements after targeting commercial vessels. This formal notice signals a shift in U.S. policy, which may lead to further military actions. The risk of escalating conflict remains a concern for global markets and regional security. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on Trump's aggressive rhetoric against Iran's Mount of Magic nuclear site. In a recent interview, Trump escalated his tone, suggesting a strike is imminent. This comes on the heels of recent military actions, raising questions about the future of nuclear diplomacy in the region. In a related development, The Forward covers the resignation of PEN America's president. This resignation comes amid controversy over a report on boycotts targeting Jewish and Israeli authors. The situation highlights ongoing tensions in the literary world regarding free speech and cultural boycotts. This could influence future discourse on artistic freedom and political bias. Finally, JTA expands on Dina Mengestu's resignation from PEN America. Mengestu criticized the organization for not defending Israel's critics, pointing to a broader debate within the literary community. This event underscores the complexities of advocating for free speech while navigating political sensitivities. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports a significant rise in Buff Technologies stock. The Israeli gaming company announced a deal with a top five global AI firm for gamer behavior data, opening new revenue avenues. This could position Buff Technologies as a leader in tech-driven gaming analytics. Separately, CTEC reveals that a new pipeline has been completed, enabling Israel's largest gas export deal with Egypt. This Ashdod-Ashkelon connection boosts Leviathan's export capacity significantly, supporting a $35 billion agreement. The expansion marks a strategic advancement in Israel's energy export capabilities. And finally, Globes informs us that Azrieli is selling a stake in its data centers unit, Green Mountain. They have enlisted Goldman Sachs to attract a 1 billion euro investment, aiming to enhance their data infrastructure. This move could strengthen Israel's position in the global data management sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.